here once again here on our fourth annual Couch Coach Live Super Week. We continue our Super Week with representing the San Francisco 49ers, a good friend, Box. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Coach?
Nothing much. And of course, Box is from the Play Callers with our guy Cool. So, and also you were part of our NFC West preview in August. So it is I thought you were gonna be here in the beginning of the season. So you're back in here in February as we preview Super Bowl 58 between the Kansas City Chiefs and your beloved San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, so, man. I just want to say, man, I'm fairly sure that most of what I said that preview probably aged well. Not all of it, but most of it.
Yeah, and I think from what I recall from it, we definitely thought we were going to be in this position as far as San Francisco representing the NFC, because we knew, you know, not to kind of bring up last year, but we kind of knew if you had one element in that game that you would make your way to the Super Bowl. So
we had somebody with a working arm.
Right. That's a quarterback was needed. It was a quarterback wanted sign, you know, in that game. But yeah, but like you said, you're here. And obviously with this team, 12-5 season, obviously, you know, obviously with the game against Green Bay in comeback fashion, also with Detroit. So, Box, I want to know your thoughts on just overall thoughts of this season of your NFC champion San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy season, right? Because going back to the offseason, we weren't even 100% sure if Brock Purdy was going to be healthy. We didn't know, was he going to be able to continue the momentum he had last year? Was the league going to figure him out? And, you know, he have a big time fall off. And we didn't know if maybe Trey Lance was going to end up taking over the team. And by the time, you know, we got to the season, Trey Lance wasn't even here anymore. And Sam Darnold was here. Jimmy Garoppolo was gone. And Brock Purdy was the undisputed starter for this football team. So it started off on a bit of a roller coaster, really. Then the team came out, won, I think it was like 5 straight games, and went up there in that monsoon in Cleveland, had an ugly game. Still could have actually won that game, but he had the kick that got missed. And then, you know, the embarrassing loss to Minnesota. And then I think by the time they got to Cincinnati, man, they were beat up. And then Joe Burrow come back healthy and all that good stuff. So you had that 3-game losing streak. And then they got it, you know, back on track, started demolishing people again, got some guys back healthy. Lost the game to Baltimore, just a lot of like unlucky bounces in that game. And I don't say that to take away from Baltimore, because they came in with a great game plan to do what they do, but they got a couple of lucky bounces in that game. And then you finish up the season kind of strong at the end, get the number one seed, thanks to another team falling apart completely. Which, hey, you know what? They didn't fall apart until they lost to us. So, you know, we don't take some credit for it either way, right? I know as a fellow NFC East guy, you did not mind that collapse.
Yeah. You know, the only person is probably your co-host.
Yeah, he's probably the main one. Singer Lily. So it's just kind of an up and down season. But really, when you look at it, it was really just that one little 3-game skid and then the Baltimore game. Outside of that, man, they've been really good all year long. Been one of the more consistent teams. And I think a lot of people, when they look at these first two playoff games, there's some cause for concern, right? Okay, you know, they've got off the slow starts. Are they going to be able to do that against Kansas City? Would they be able to come back if they do? All that kind of stuff. But at the same time, what was the biggest knock on this team this year? Yeah, a lot of these guys on this team have been through adversity in past seasons. This coaching staff had been through adversity. But this was the first time in the last 2 weeks where this particular collection of players and coaching staff had really had a chance to overcome that adversity. And both times they came through.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Box, next thing I want to discuss with you as far as in this matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs, what do you deem as San Francisco's biggest advantage over the Kansas City Chiefs?
Whew. This is a tough one, man, because I mean, normally when I look at matchups, it's a pretty definitive thing. I'm like, you know, I feel like this is where we can really take advantage of somebody. And I look at these teams, and they're really evenly matched, but in different ways. So both of these defenses are really good, right? I think that the front fours of both are pretty much, you know, close to each other in terms of the production that they're getting. 49ers obviously have an advantage at linebacker, but then the Chiefs have an advantage in the secondary, right? So those kind of wash out. Then you go over to the offensive side. I think the 49ers have a little bit of an advantage at on the offensive line, primarily because Trent Williams. Then the wide receivers, to me, are a huge advantage for 49ers. Really, you could say the skill players overall are a huge advantage because the wide receivers are better. Kittle and Kelsey kind of wash each other out. And then CMC is, I mean, let's be legit. If the MVP wasn't a quarterback award, CMC would be the MVP right now. So you, with all due respect to Pacheco, who has been absolutely phenomenal for the Chiefs this year, he's not CMC. But then, obviously, you know, Will's brought pretty play. You still got to acknowledge the fact that Patrick Mahomes is on the other side. So the Chiefs had advantage there. So it's tough to really say, like, they have a huge advantage anywhere, right? Because it's, I feel like it's a bit of a chess match. So if anything, I think it's going to be the 49ers wide receivers are going to be able to consistently put more pressure on the Chiefs secondary, which is one of their strengths. Versus the other side of it, I don't think the Chiefs can necessarily fully exploit the 49ers' weaker area of their defense, which is their secondary. And it's not weak, it's just weaker compared to the rest of it, right? So I think the 49ers have a little bit of advantage there in that aspect. And then Kansas City all year long has not done a great job of stopping a run. And that's really a huge thing that San Francisco is capable of doing, so.
Big time. And also, too, I know we talked about as far as, I know, what do you look at in this matchup as far as what it's like the 49ers like weakness?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the secondary is kind of hit or miss. Chavarius Ward, who actually, you know, we got from the Chiefs, has been really good all year. I think he's maybe had like one bad game. But on the other side of that, Ambry Thomas and Lenore, they've both been a little bit inconsistent. Lenore's been a little bit better, but Ambry Thomas has been real inconsistent. You got a number of guys over there that have kind of missed some opportunities. Jair Brown has stepped up real big in the secondary for us, but, you know, losing Hufanga was a huge deal. So, you know, you're kind of depending on this rookie back there, and he's been pretty good overall, but he has had a couple mistakes. So, you know, that's, to me, kind of an area of concern, right? The other issue is the run defense hasn't been that great the last few weeks. And we're not used to seeing that in San Francisco because we're used to our run defense just, you're not running the football on us. And last week, you know, the Lions had like 150 yards in the first half. But then you have to look at the fact that they only gained like another 50 yards on the rest of the game. So it's, you know, like, what adjustments did the 49ers make? And is that something they can actually take with them into Kansas City? That's going to be the question.
Yeah, big time. And also, you know, we talked about, you know, as far as the advantages and what have you. And we talked about, like, individual units, like, you know, as far as you look at the strengths of the wide receivers versus their wide receivers and what have you. But as far as when it comes to a matchup in this game, what do you – what is the matchup as far as that you're looking forward to watching in this game?
I think it's got to be the 49ers run game and the Chiefs' ability to stop it. Because if the 49ers can establish the run and they can really get those defensive tackles to have to kind of like back off and play the run a little bit, or if Brock Purdy can, you know, start hitting some short passes, which, you know, are really – like an extension of the run game, right? You're just getting those quick little passes out. If you can get those kind of plays and make that Chiefs defensive line have to back off a little bit, it's going to really be in San Francisco's favor because it's going to slow that pass rush down. Because, you know, the other weakness for the 49ers is the right side of their offensive line. And so the more you can do to help that offensive line by just allowing them to get over there and just push guys, the bigger advantage is going to be. If we have to sit back and ask Brock Purdy to drop back 40, 45 times and outduel Patrick Mahomes and ask that line to protect him, it could be problematic.
Yeah, big time. So, and I know, and it's, and with this game, I think we, especially with San Francisco, we know that honestly their biggest advantage is also, and we know essentially, but what do you look at? Who is going to be the X factor in this game for the 49ers?
To me, there's two guys that really stand out as X factors, and they're both on the offensive side of the football. Number one is third in Juwan Jennings. I mean, you saw, man, the big catch against the Packers, and then that monster one-handed grab that he had against the Lions. I mean, he makes plays like that all the time. He's not a guy that's going to go out and get 10 catches and 200 yards in a game, but he's going to make one or two grabs in a game that are clutch, right? And he's a guy that they know they can trust. So if you take away Debo, you take away Ayuk, you take away Kittle, and you take away CMC, you still got to worry about that guy. And then what's really crazy is, even if you manage to take away Juwan Jennings too, even if you cover all those guys up, how are you going to count for a fullback that can toe tap on the sideline, bro? Kyle Juszczyk is the ultimate X factor.
Big time. Yes, indeed. So in order for the San Francisco 49ers to win their sixth Super Bowl, tying the New England Patriots with six, what are the keys to a San Francisco 49er win in Super Bowl 58?
I'll keep this real simple for you. The 49ers have got to establish the run. They've got to go out and they've got to get, whether that is actually running the ball or using some of the short game stuff and allowing guys to make plays after the catch, that's what's going to open up the downfield stuff. So to me, that's going to be the first and foremost thing, right? Is you're going to have to really get that short passing game and that running game clicking to start opening up opportunities down the field, get the play action opportunities. The other thing is, defensively, you are going to have to pressure Patrick Mahomes. If you sit back and allow Patrick Mahomes to just have all day in the pocket, he's going to pick you apart, and his receivers are actually finally learning to start to catch the football.
Yeah. So, I got to ask you the million-dollar question, Bucks. I need a score prediction and who is going to win the Super Bowl MVP. What you got?
I never do score predictions, man. I don't even put that down to the universe.
Okay. All right.
But I mean, you know, I'm going to be the homer. I'm going to pick my team to win, right?
For sure.
So really, Super Bowl MVP to me is going to depend on which game plan we go with. If we end up having to throw the ball more, I actually think Brock Purdy can play well enough to be MVP. But if we go with the game plan that we probably should go in there with, Christian McCaffrey should dominate both on the ground and in the passing game. It should be the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Okay, Christian McCaffrey. Okay, yeah, and that's funny. Like far as I've done the Chiefs preview, and our guy Mar, he had Isaiah Pacheco, and then also, you know, now you go running back as well. So like you said, and I think they will be huge. You know, they'll be huge in this game. You know, for both teams, they'll have a huge impact. Yes, indeed. So, Box, before we head on out, give us your final thoughts of things. Final thoughts on this matchup and also social media and any upcoming project, what you got going on?
Yeah, man. Just final thoughts. I'm flashing back to 4 years ago, 5 years ago now, actually, to listening over and over to all the media talk about how Andy Reid deserved the Super Bowl and all this other stuff. So you know what, man? Let's start the campaign. Kyle Shanahan deserves a Super Bowl. Okay, he deserves it. The man is getting blamed for Dan Quinn's mistakes in Atlanta. Let's all talk about how Kyle Shanahan deserves a Super Bowl. Let's talk about how Trent Williams deserves a Super Bowl. I need all the narratives going in our favor. And then it determines where to find me at, man. Every Friday night, 7:30 p.m. EST. You can find me over on the Play Callers Sports Talk Show, our YouTube channel at Real Play Callers.
All right. And once again, definitely appreciate you, Box, for coming on here. Preview the San Francisco 49ers for Couch Coach Live Super Week, powered by SeatGeek. So head over to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code COUCHCOACH to get $20 off your first purchase with SeatGeek. And once again, Box, definitely appreciate you. Good luck on Sunday. And, you know, and we'll definitely have you on as you know, during the football season. And may have you, you know, come, you know, in the off season as well. But we definitely have you on again. Definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that, man. Since I now know that you have Mar for the Kansas City Chiefs, man, I do just have one thing I need to add for Mar specifically.
Yeah.
Don't be over there getting the refs to cheat for y'all this time, Mar. I know how y'all like to do. So all I'm gonna say, Mar, is bang bang Niner game.
Yeah, man, we always give him a hard time, but that's a huge outside guy, Mar. But get you guys on the next time, and we out.